Jealousy and selfishness are two of the most basic of all human emotions. Indeed, they manifest from a very early age, pretty much from when a child begins to be able to exercise their will. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's a sobering thought, isn't it? You've seen it, I've seen it. One child sees what the other's playing with, perhaps a doll or a red fire truck, and they want it. So they reach out and grab it, leaving the other child to scream. It's a behaviour that happens billions of times every day around the world. And not just amongst children, but between adults, between groups of people, tribes, and yes, even between nations. And when this jealousy and selfishness pattern escalates out of control, conflict happens. Hey, wars happen. People are hurt and killed through a pattern of behaviour that we should have unlearned growing up, but didn't. Listen up, James chapter 3, verse 16, where there is jealousy and selfishness, there will be confusion and every kind of evil. That's exactly what we've just been chatting about. Jealousy and selfishness lead to what? Confusion and every kind of evil. Every kind. So my friend, here's a wake-up call for the likes of thee and me. It's time for us to stop sweeping jealousy and selfishness under the rug. It's time for us to confront them, to deal with them head on each time they raise their ugly heads together. Because the longer we allow them to go on, the worse things get. Humility and sacrifice, difficult though they may be to live out some days, lead to good outcomes. But where there's jealousy and selfishness, there will be confusion and every kind of evil. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Some of our bad behaviours are so ingrained that we feel powerless to tackle them. But the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word, and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.